Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
Today on Ours to Protect, we talk to Mo Odling, the lead visual artist behind the Drawn in Common creative initiative that works to empower communities to celebrate common spaces in Cork City and County.
I say that I'm a visual artist with a social practice, and like many artists working, environmental concerns just are so overwhelming. Every other issue, whether that's social or political, seems very much to be built on our environment and our interaction with the earth and the world that we are living in. And it just really does make sense to me that any social practice work in some way touches on the environment.
Let's start off with a definition. What's meant by the common space when we talk about the environment? Commoning, as it is called by academics, is a way of managing space not owned by corporations or by the government. Everyone has a right to this land, but also a responsibility to protect it. For Mo, Drawn in Common is a first step to broadening the conversation around understanding and celebrating common space, and being an active citizen for the idea in Cork City.
So in January, I started hosting drawing sessions and alongside conceptual conversations about what do we hold in common all around this plant, visually inspired by this plant called calendula. Calendula is also called pot or Scotch marigold. You'll see it growing all over Cork City. It grows in those overlooked spaces, often what we would have called the commons. So that's like, you know, your verges, your little bits of green space along the edges of things. And it's such a beautiful bloom, but it's also such a historically significant bloom in terms of the medicinal space. It's a great skin healer, and it's really been significant throughout human history as being this really potent plant. So we used that beautiful plant and the idea of the commons, and we drew, and as I talked to people, different people came over the workshops. We talked about what do we hold in common, what is that big void of like scary stuff that we are all kind of continually sitting in. We can't deal with it successfully by ourselves.
All over the world, land is becoming less and less common. So what can we do to protect it?
Well, it's such an important question, not just here in Cork, but all over the world, I'd say. But looking locally, there are a lot of parks. That's really great. But in terms of common spaces and the parks, quite often you'll find they're quite monotone. So big grassy areas may look lovely, may be good for like lounging and things, but actually biodiversity wise they're really not that great. We need to be looking locally at our green spaces and thinking, how can we increase biodiversity? How can we maybe reuse these spaces to encourage, you know, social interaction? So for me, I always return to the notion of the commons within the center of my work. So whenever I'm talking to people about, you know, social action or environmental change, I bring it back to the commons. And the commons exists whether we maybe believe in it or not. So it's things like our common ground, but it's also the air, the quality of the water, the sky. Information is a huge one, like who owns the knowledge, all of this. And the less we speak about it, a little bit like the less we use our spaces or the less we ask for more or for different, the more privatization, people will sell it, people will copyright it and take it out of the common realm. And slowly over time, we're left with less and less and less and less. There's so many different things people can do, but it's got to come from people's energy, because it's not something that happens unless you look at it, and you can't fight for something that doesn't exist anymore. We've got to really use our imaginations, and like that's been the biggest thing of this work is really having time to sit around a table and reimagine what the commons can mean. Just even on that really small scale is really radical.
This project is one of a series running out of Test Site, an artistic collective that seeks to raise awareness of the public's relationship between the environment and urban architecture. Mo with more now.
Every Sunday, 11 till 1, Test Site is open. You don't need to bring anything. You don't need to do anything. You can just pop in and have a look around and have a chat to the guys here. They've got so many plans for what can happen on this site. And as an artist, coming into a space like this really kind of, it's like that little tingle of possibility of like what's going to happen. And yeah, just that one half of a conversation waiting to be had.
The theme of today's episode was the common space. You can find out more about Mo, her work, Test Site, and commoning practices in the show notes for this episode.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.